Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. May 13th, 1981, in Vatican City, Pope John Paul II is shot by a would-be assassin. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the shot, the Holy Father was at peace. I remember the way to the hospital. I remained conscious for a while. I had the feeling that I would survive. I was suffering. There was reason to be afraid, but I had such a strange trust. So recalled Pope John Paul II, who endured an assassination attempt on this May Wednesday in 1981. The first Polish pontiff, the Bishop of Rome, and in Roman Catholic theology, the Vicar of Christ on earth, John Paul was not the first world leader to face an attempt on his life in these months of 1981. 44 days earlier in Washington, a gunman had wounded President Ronald Reagan, a Secret Service agent, a police officer, and White House Press Secretary James Brady. In Rome, the assailant was a far-right Turk, Mehmet Ali Aka, who fired four shots at the Pope as the pontiff greeted pilgrims in St. Peter's Square at about 20 minutes after 5 p.m. The Pope, who survived the attack and would forgive his attacker, had been planning to deliver a series of remarks that recalled the Church's commitment to the plight of workers. Here's what John Paul II intended to say that day. It has been 90 years since my predecessor, Leo XIII, published a foundational social encyclical, which was not only a vigorous and heartfelt condemnation of the unmerited misery in which workers then lived, but especially laid the foundations for a just solution to the serious problems of human coexistence, which fall under the name of social issues. John Paul went on, "Why, after so many years, does the Church still recall this encyclical?" He answered himself, "There are many reasons. First, it constitutes and is the Magna Carta of Christian social activity, as Pius XII called it." And Paul VI added that his message continues to inspire action aimed at justice in the Church and the modern world. It was but the echo of the voice of him who had proclaimed, "Blessed the poor, and those who hunger for justice." John Paul would survive that gunshot. His pontificate would go on, and the causes for which he labored do as well. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.